Gloriousness that is the Imperial Hotel in Coonabarabran, and here's the prayers of the Imperial Hotel Coonabarabran Cricket Boys as they finish their season. Of course, Reece, tough way to finish the year, but how do you see the club?
I think it was a good way to finish. We've had a really tough year with numbers. We've had a fair few registered, but been playing away games with about 9 or 10 players. So to finish with a good win over a really tough, cooler team with a fairly heavy bench for us too, it was a really great way to finish the season. It's certainly finished on a high.
Is it something now as a club we go back and have a look for 2017 and onwards and try to get a really good core of 30 players in case blokes pull out? And also your thoughts on the Northern Conference and the GrainCorp Central West Rugby competition. Is it good for Coonabarabran to have the teams they're playing against, or we could do a few more teams from down south, maybe Tamora or Molong or anything like that?
I think that the first point you made about getting a good bunch of players and getting everyone keen, that's definitely the most important thing, and getting training pretty serious really early so we hit the ground running. I'm pretty happy with the way the comp's set up this year. I mean, it's a long way to travel for us most of the time, but the boys enjoy it. A few more teams wouldn't hurt.
Because Kerner's in that funny sort of area. It's not Central North, even though in the juniors it's Central North. Central West President's Cup, also close to Western Plains, but is the Central West competition as it is, as you say, is really good for the club at the moment, or could there be a thought process of going somewhere else?
That's a good question. I'm fairly new to town, so this is all I've known, but I know at the start of the season the boys were talking about the going west and seeing how that challenge offered up to us, and I suppose the big thing would be logistically getting our team out there every weekend, which would be hard, but we'd be open to anything, I'd say, yeah.
Well, of course, the shining light for the club also has been the amount of juniors that you've got, mate. Dave Maher has been able to churn out on a Friday afternoon there at number 3 Oval. It's been fantastic to see so many kids be part of the Central North Junior Carnivals every second Sunday throughout the winter.
It's been excellent. Yeah, as I said, I'm only new to this town, but for a predominantly league orientated town, having so many young kids playing both, it can only be positive for the town, and it'll give all these kids opportunities to go down different paths if they want to when they get a bit older. And yeah, it's definitely great. Hopefully the Cookers will get the rewards in a few years to come when they all get old enough to play grade.
And that's some of the things we've got to see with the development officers from Central West, also Gus as well, Gus McDonald. We need to start seeing some more players come up here. Ben Robinson, of course, was in Tamworth for the fun and games. It was Camp Waratah, but we wouldn't mind seeing one of these instead of shipping everybody off to Dubbo and Tamworth.
Definitely wouldn't say no. There's plenty of people that make the trek out here, so if we can get anyone they want, anyone puts their hands up to come out here, we definitely welcome them with open arms.
Yeah. The vast majority of players come from Coonabarabran, or a few of them slip down from Coonamble, even though the Rams have had a great year again in the Western Plains competition, or it's just purely all Coona fellas?
Majority of Coona fellas. We get a few boys that travel home that have moved away. One guy comes from out back at Barradine, and yeah, but apart from that, they're mostly Coona boys, yeah.
And what about this fine town, Coonabarabran? Why should we come up here? Because it's very transient, and it's funny for a place that's so transient on a highway town as such, with two highways going out. There's no fast food joints, but what's the great thing about Coonabarabran?
Just the town in general. The people are lovely. They're very welcoming to outsiders and people that travel through. There's lots to look at, beautiful countryside, and they're just basically beautiful people.
Yeah. And finally, tell us a little bit about your rugby journey before you turned over here to Coonabarabran.
Battled away on the Central Coast for about 10 years for a club called Carry On with Dave Maher, obviously, and retired when I came out here and laced the boots on last year and retired again now.
Certainly Central Coast has got a little bit weird because of Ovega Beach is not winning the premierships off the bat they once did.
Yeah.
And hopefully Carry On can get their clubhouse sort of fixed up after the fire in the last 18 months. But I want to thank you for your time, Reece, and wish you all the best as the president of the Imperial Hotel, Coonabarabran Cockerbos.